This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Cardi B says she's not responsible for any offensive posts made on her official Facebook page. She said, quote, "It's come to my attention that there have been offensive posts made on what used to be my Facebook page. For the past year and a half, a former team member has been the only one with access to my account." Unquote. Can you say offensive tranny posts? Brr. I mean, brr. Julie Chen will be spending more time with her husband Les Moonves and their kid after she exited her post as a co-host of CBS's The Talk. This after her husband was forced to resign as the CEO of CBS Television. Chen had already been off the show since September 10th, but she made it official with a pre-taped message. Don't worry, they've got $700 million in the bank. Game of Thrones returned to the Emmy Awards, and still the show continued its ratings downturn. Hiring SNL Weekend Update co-anchors Michael Che and Colin Jost didn't help either, as the show hit an all-time low. HBO's Game of Thrones, Amazon's The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and FX's The Assassination of Gianni Versace were the big winners, but the audience didn't show up. Speaking of the Emmys, Mac Miller wasn't included in this year's show in memoriam segment, and people on Twitter were not happy. The segment honors the entertainment folks who died during the previous year. There was a long list of performers, producers, directors, writers, and even a politician who were featured, but no rappers. Of course, that may have needed its own show. Crazy Rich Asians is approaching a big box office milestone after making $8.7 million in its fourth weekend. It's about to pass $150 million domestic, and that's thanks both to Asian moviegoers who have championed the film and the general audience that has listened to that praise. The average audience share for Asians sits currently at 9.1%. The rest are mostly white. Ni hao. Travis Scott recently bought a custom-made 15-carat ring to celebrate the release of his album Astroworld. The yellow diamond ring, which was for Scott and not his baby mama Kylie Jenner, cost $200,000. It says Cactus Jack on the bottom in diamonds, and then it has small cactuses placed around the ring. That makes sense, because Travis is kind of a prickly. A lot of controversy has surrounded the new version of the Predator film after the LA Times reported that the studio has to cut a scene in the film featuring Olivia Munn. It seems that the actor Munn worked with in the scene is a convicted sex offender, and she didn't know about it until the film was about to come out. The actress notified Fox, and the studio made the cut. Ugh, creepy. The Weeknd is accused of stealing one of his biggest songs from his songwriter, Yasmina, who's a Somali-American poet and activist. She claims in 2009 she recorded a song called Jewel of My Life, or Huyo, and in 2016 The Weeknd released Starboy, which she says is a carbon copy of her song. So The Weeknd has denied it and thinks Huyo is a bunch of hooey. Right. Kanye West is moving to Chicago from LA. Kanye made the announcement saying, "I gotta let y'all know that I'm moving back to Chicago and I'm never leaving again." Unquote. It doesn't mean he's fleeing LA, where he and Kim Kardashian will still own several homes. It's just that he's spreading his dysfunctional wings and is about to turn Chicago upside down. Jeez, I hope his therapist is going too. Modern Family's Ariel Winter is no stranger to sharing her thoughts on social media, and now she's tweeting about Iggy Azalea's comments on Eminem's talent. She said, quote, "Is she seriously calling out Eminem for having lazy bars?" Unquote. Winter tweeted her opinion just hours after Azalea, 28, slammed the rapper for calling her a hoe. Uh-oh, looks like we're headed for a hoedown. Kelly Clarkson shared the full schedule this week for her highly anticipated Meaning of Life tour, her first headline tour in 3 years. Clarkson will be joined by special guest Bryn Cartelli, the winner of the last season of The Voice, for a total of 28 shows. She also confirmed she's going to have her own talk show next year. Will anyone care? Simon Cowell said, quote, no. Issa Rae learned a hard financial lesson before she made it. The Insecure writer and actress admitted her spending was so out of control, she racked up $25,000 in credit card debt. Rae said, quote, when I discovered credit cards, I thought, this is easy. All you do is get free money, keep ordering cards, and you pay $25 a month, unquote. Yep, next thing you're living in your car. Aziz Ansari has a new girlfriend. The Master of None star, 35, is dating Serena Scov Campbell, a 29-year-old who bills herself as a physics PhD student, a Danish princess, and a space cadet. Her main area of research is, quote, manufacturing and characterizing new hyperbolic metamaterial, unquote. Alrighty then. Richard Gere, 69, and his new bride, Spanish businesswoman and activist Alejandra Silva, 35, have been expecting their first child, and now they're married. Alejandra made it official, posting on Instagram alongside a photo of herself, her actor husband, and the Dalai Lama, who can be seen blessing her baby bump. I didn't know the Dalai Lama did weddings. Guess he needs the cash. The Trash Bin. Rapper Plies was arrested after a gun was found in his carry-on bag as he was trying to board a plane in Tampa. The rapper was getting a bag scanned at the airport before getting onto a flight when TSA agents discovered the gun in one of his bags, as well as a fully loaded magazine lying beside it. He actually mistakenly grabbed the wrong bag before heading to the airport. Yep, idiot.
The news wrap-up.
Look out, UPS and FedEx. Amazon just ordered 20,000 delivery vans. Lyft has now delivered 1 billion rides. Tim Cook from Apple says the new iPhones are so expensive because they replace most other gadgets you'd need. Amazon also will release 8 new versions of Alexa before the end of the year, including a microwave oven and an in-car device. Alexa, make me some mac and cheese.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The House with a Clock in Its Walls is the new number one film.
The number one album.
Carrie Underwood's Cry Pretty is the new number one album.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition is still the best-selling app.
The number one book.
Fear by Bob Woodward is the number one nonfiction book in the USA.
Radrick Delantic Davis, known professionally as Gucci Mane, which is a much better name, has released 12 studio albums and over 70 mixtapes. He's helped pioneer trap music alongside fellow Atlanta-based rappers T.I. and Young Jeezy. Following time spent in prison between 2014 and 2016, he reemerged with several new projects, working with Drake, Lil Wayne, Chris Brown, Selena Gomez, Mariah Carey, and yes, Marilyn Manson. His 2016 collaboration with Ray Sremmurd, Black Beatles, gave Gucci Mane his first number one single on the U.S. charts. Now he's back with new music. Here's Gucci Mane featuring Bruno Mars and Kodak Black with the song of the week, Wake Up in the Sky.
Drink till I'm drunk, smoke till I'm high, castle on the hill, wake up in the sky, you can't tell me I ain't fly, I know I'm super fly, I know I'm super fly, the ladies love luxury, that's why they in love with me, out here with the moves, like I invented smooth, you can't tell me I ain't fly, I know I'm super fly, I know I'm super fly.
That was Gucci Mane featuring Bruno Mars and Kodak Black with the Song of the Week. Wake Up in the Sky. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.